Skintmax residents marched on Friday to support the LGBTQ2S+ people in their community. This marks the first annual Pride Parade to be hosted by an Indigenous community in the Northwest and opened a discussion about two-spirit-identifying people. Julia Sundell, the health director of the Gittimax Health and Wellness Center and the lead organizer of the parade, says the event came from the chief and council asking to put on an event to recognize Pride Month. Sundell says that raising awareness can show people that finding and expressing themselves how they feel comfortable is something to be celebrated.
I'm hoping it raises awareness and also provides an opportunity to open up the doors to welcome that community, because I know there's been such a stigma with such shame attached to it that people may not be ready to disclose that they are LGBTQ. And I'm hoping this event shows those that may be struggling with identity that, hey, it's okay. It's okay. We're celebrating this. And my hope is they take the time to reflect and maybe decide that, yeah, I can do this and it is okay.
Although the event was originally planned for June, it was delayed until July due to circumstances within the community. Despite the delay, Sundell talked about creating a safe space for people to express themselves.
Let's open up the doors and provide all the LGBTQ people with a safe space to come and talk about this and celebrate it, because you know, for the longest time, there's been such a stigma, and it's not talked about, and that's not okay. Those people are struggling, and that hurts my heart, which is why it's so important to me.
Having a community that is open and welcoming can create a place that encourages people to find their identities. Jordan Wilson, who is a guest speaker at the opening ceremony, talked about their experience as a two-spirit person and what it meant to see so much community support.
It's really validating for me. It hit me, you know, on a personal level, because even just last year going to events coming out of COVID, you have to do sign-in sheets and it's always like male, female, right? You get a sign-in and what WILP are you from and all of that, but then I'd always have to make my own box and put non-binary they, them. So to have like a big showing of support here today is like means so much to me, and I know it means a lot to the other LGBTQ two-spirit plus community, and the not even just Gittimax but the other villages here.
Wilson explained that they had identified themselves as two-spirit when they began decolonizing, demonstrating that this is a topic that is often left out of conversations.
Like, I kind of grew up around land claims, like both my parents were highly involved, so I've always been, you know, cultural and traditional, but when I really started looking into decolonizing and the effects that colonization had on our people, and then once learning about that and then learning about the two-spirit and like realizing like, wow, that's me, right, over and over again, resonating really hard. So more like being berated with a bunch of synchronicities showing me that I was two-spirit.
In their speech, Wilson expressed feeling more connected to their ancestors through finding themselves. After the opening ceremony at the Health and Wellness Center, participants walked down to the Kasang campground where they were met with refreshments and a cooling center. Organizers and participants hope the parade will become a tradition and encourage surrounding communities to get involved as well.